Chapter 2, Tools for Conscious Evolution. Kyle had grown significantly since her first encounter with Mr. G. She had embraced the wisdom of recognizing her ignorance and transforming it into knowledge. Eager to continue her journey of growth, Kyle visited Mr. G once more, seeking further guidance. "Mr. G," Kyle said, "I've learned so much already, but I want to continue evolving. What more can I do?" Mr. G smiled warmly. "Life is a journey of continuous evolution, Kyle. Every experience, challenge, and triumph contributes to our growth. To navigate this journey successfully, we need tools that help us align our mind, body, and soul. Let me share these tools with you. Tool 1, self-awareness. Self-awareness is the foundation of personal growth," Mr. G explained. "It involves understanding your thoughts, emotions, and behaviors, and recognizing how they influence your life. By becoming more aware of yourself, you can make conscious choices that align with your true purpose. Practices for self-awareness. Daily journaling. Spend time each day reflecting on your experiences, thoughts, and feelings. Write down your observations and insights. For example, note how a kind gesture made you feel or how a stressful situation affected your mood. Mindful observation. Pay attention to your reactions in different situations. Notice patterns in your behavior and thoughts. Did you respond calmly to a difficult conversation, or did you react impulsively? Self-inquiry. Ask yourself deep questions about your beliefs, motivations, and desires. Be honest and open in your exploration. What drives you to pursue certain goals? What fears hold you back? Daily applications. Morning reflection. Start your day by writing down 3 things you want to focus on, such as emotions, behaviors, or situations. Reflect on these throughout the day. This sets a clear intention for your actions and mindset. Check-in reminders. Throughout the day, take short breaks to observe your thoughts and feelings. Note any patterns that emerge. This helps maintain awareness and prevent mindless reactions. Weekly review. At the end of each week, review your journal entries and notes. Identify recurring themes and consider what changes you can make to align more closely with your goals. Kyle asked, "How do I stay consistent with journaling? Sometimes I forget or feel too busy." Mr. G replied, "Consistency comes with making it a habit. Start with just a few minutes each day and gradually increase the time. Find a specific time of day that works best for you, like after waking up or before bed, and stick to it." Tool 2, mindfulness. Mindfulness is the practice of being fully present in the moment. It helps you connect with your inner self and the world around you, reducing stress and increasing clarity. Mindfulness techniques. Meditation. Set aside time each day to sit quietly and focus on your breath. Allow thoughts to come and go without judgment. Meditation fosters a sense of inner peace and clarity. Mindful breathing. Throughout the day, take moments to focus on your breath. Notice the sensation of air entering and leaving your body. This simple practice can ground you in the present moment. Mindful activities. Bring mindfulness into everyday activities such as eating, walking, or listening. Pay full attention to the experience. Notice the taste of your food, the feel of the ground beneath your feet, and the sounds around you. Daily applications. Morning meditation. Begin each day with a 10-minute meditation session to set a calm and focused tone for the day. This can enhance your productivity and emotional balance. Mindful eating. During meals, practice eating slowly and savoring each bite. Focus on the flavors, textures, and sensations of your food. This can improve digestion and foster a deeper appreciation for nourishment. Mindful breaks. Take 5-minute breaks every hour to practice mindful breathing or stretching. This helps maintain focus and reduces stress. Kyle asked, "Sometimes my mind wanders a lot when I try to meditate. How can I improve my focus?" Mr. G advised, "It's normal for the mind to wander. When you notice it happening, gently bring your attention back to your breath. Over time, your focus will improve. Be patient with yourself." Tool 3, compassion. Compassion is the ability to understand and empathize with others' feelings and experiences. It fosters connection, kindness, and emotional healing. Practices for cultivating compassion. Loving kindness meditation. Spend time sending positive thoughts and wishes to yourself and others. Visualize peace and happiness for all beings. Acts of kindness. Perform small acts of kindness each day. These can be as simple as offering a smile or a helping paw. Small gestures can have a significant impact on someone's day. empathy exercises. Practice putting yourself in others' shoes. Imagine their experiences and feelings and respond with understanding and care. Daily applications. Morning compassion affirmations. Start your day with affirmations that focus on compassion and kindness, such as, "I am kind and understanding." This sets a positive tone for your interactions. Daily kindness goal. Set a goal to perform at least one act of kindness each day. Reflect on how it made you feel and the impact it had on others. Evening empathy practice. Spend a few minutes before bed reflecting on interactions you had during the day. Consider how you could have shown more compassion or understanding. Kael asked, "How can I remember to perform acts of kindness when I get caught up in my own tasks?" Mr. G suggested, "Try setting a daily intention for kindness each morning. You can also keep a small reminder, like a leaf or a pebble, in your pouch to remind you throughout the day." Tool 4. Continuous learning. Learning is a lifelong journey. Embrace new knowledge, skills, and experiences with an open mind. Continuous learning keeps your mind active, expands your horizons, and fosters personal and professional growth. Strategies for lifelong learning. Learning from nature. Observe and learn from the natural world around you. Each plant, animal, and weather pattern has something to teach. Forest gatherings. Attend gatherings and discussions with other forest inhabitants who share knowledge and stories about their experiences. Personal exploration. Venture into different parts of the forest to discover new plants, animals, and ecosystems. Daily applications. Morning learning session. Dedicate 15 minutes each morning to learn something new about the forest. This habit can accumulate to significant knowledge over time. Weekly learning goal. Set a goal to explore a new part of the forest or learn about a different plant or animal each week. Learning journal. Keep a journal of new insights and knowledge gained. Reflect on how you can apply these learnings to your life. Kael asked, "How do I choose what to learn about next? There are so many interesting things in the forest." Mr. G replied, "Follow your curiosity. Start with what interests you most and let your natural curiosity guide you to new topics. Each new thing you learn will lead you to another." Tool 5, gratitude. Gratitude is the practice of recognizing and appreciating the good in your life. It shifts your focus from what is lacking to what is abundant, fostering a sense of contentment and joy. Gratitude practices. Gratitude journal. Each day, write down 3 things you are grateful for. Reflect on why these things are meaningful to you. Gratitude meditation. Spend a few minutes each day focusing on the things you are grateful for. Visualize them and feel the gratitude in your heart. Expressing thanks. Take time to thank the animals and plants in your life who have made a positive impact. Express your thanks through kind gestures or words. Daily applications. Morning gratitude affirmations. Start your day by thinking about or writing down 3 things you are grateful for. This can shift your mindset to one of abundance and positivity. Gratitude walk. Take a walk each day and actively think about the things you appreciate in your life and surroundings. Evening gratitude reflection. Before bed, reflect on your day and note down at least 3 positive things that happened. Kael asked, "Sometimes I struggle to find things to be grateful for when I've had a tough day. What can I do?" Mr. G advised, "Even on tough days, look for small things that brought you comfort or joy, like the warmth of the sun, the song of a bird, or a refreshing breeze. These small moments of gratitude can make a big difference." Kael listened intently and decided to integrate these tools into her daily life. She started journaling her thoughts and feelings, meditating in the mornings, practicing acts of kindness, embracing lifelong learning, and expressing gratitude daily. As Kael continued her journey through the forest, she grew wiser and more aligned with her true purpose. She realized that life was a beautiful, continuous evolution, and she embraced each moment with an open heart and a spirit of curiosity. Mr. G watched proudly as Kael applied these tools to her life. He knew that with these practices, she would navigate her journey with grace and wisdom, evolving into her best self. Moral of the story: embrace the journey of growth with tools that align your mind, body, and soul. By practicing self-awareness, mindfulness, compassion, continuous learning, and gratitude, you can navigate life's challenges and triumphs, leading to a balanced and enlightened existence in the forest. Call to action. To the reader, take a moment to reflect on how you can incorporate these tools into your life. Start with small steps. Journal your thoughts, practice mindfulness during your daily activities, perform acts of kindness, seek new knowledge, and express gratitude. These practices can transform your life, helping you evolve into your best self. Embrace the journey with an open heart and a spirit of curiosity, just like Kyle.